The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 576.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have an amazing lady on the show today. She is the CEO of Smarter Me, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Yiling Lim. Yiling, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
Sure. Thanks so much, Sheena, for having me on this podcast. So I'm really excited about this. So just to share a little bit more, I'm an educator and an entrepreneur. I currently run Smarter Me, which is an online school that really prepares tweens and teens with the skill set, the mindset, and the heart set for the future. Before going on this journey, I was an investment banker for almost 10 years. I'm Malaysian. I started out in Malaysia. I moved to Singapore about 7 years ago. And 2 years ago, I decided to, you know, leave banking, pursue my purpose of really inspiring kids and inspiring women. And, you know, that led me to leave banking to start Smarter Me.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And I think that's great what you're doing. You know, most people would be scared to leave what they did, especially, you know, for 10 years, right? But you just decided to go out there and start something that you love, which is great. So congrats to that. And Yiling, what's your cultural background?
So I'm Malaysian Chinese. I was born, I grew up in Malaysia. I did do a little bit of my undergrad studies in Australia. I started my career in Malaysia and then I moved to Singapore 7 years ago.
Thanks for sharing that. What would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
So this one is actually by a speaker called Yossi Ginsberg. He's an Israeli writer, author, motivational speaker who was lost in the Amazon jungles for, I think, 21 days. And I heard him speak at a conference here in Singapore. And there was something that he said, which is, if you're going to dream, dream big. Don't let the world's skepticism stop you from dreaming. Eliminate the word but from your mind. And I think to me, that was really powerful. Reason being, I think, you know, and I guess I'll share a little bit more about this later as well, but starting on this entrepreneurship journey hasn't been, I never saw myself as an entrepreneur. So, you know, starting this journey, I had a lot of self-doubt whether or not I was dreaming too big. Was this too big of an aim? Was this too much and more than I could, than what I am capable of achieving? And hearing him speak that really struck a chord in my heart.
Thanks for sharing that. That's a great quote that you mentioned. You know, it's the first time I've heard of it. And I don't think I can imagine myself being stuck in the Amazon for 21 days. I think that's great. He was able to come out of it and share his story to the world. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
So to me, self-confidence is really about knowing your strengths, being proud of them, and not looking at someone else's and wishing you had those. And I think a lot of us fall into that situation, right? Where, you know, I'm kind of like, you know, an anal person, perfectionist, very structured, very logical thinker, you know, and I look at the other people who are humorous, who are friendly, who are sociable. And at times I wish that, you know, I had their strengths, not knowing that a lot of women on the other side who are sociable and fun and humorous looked at my strengths and wished that they had mine. And so to me, self-confidence is really that. It's really knowing who I am, what my strengths are, and really being proud of those. But yet at the same time, being brave enough to be vulnerable and to be open about my weaknesses, instead of hiding them and hoping that, you know, no one would find out of fear that, you know, I'm being judged. And so really self-confidence to me is not how one looks on the outside, but it's believing in myself deep down inside, knowing that I'm enough.
Thanks for sharing that. That's a great definition that you mentioned. And Yiling, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
So, you know, I can think back to so many incidents, right? And starting from my schooling days, you know, I was always the class monitor. I was always viewed as a leader. But I used to always feel really self-conscious. You know, I was worried that I was being too bossy, too controlling, too demanding. And because of that, I actually suffered in school, feeling that, you know, I wasn't liked. I wouldn't show this on the outside, but deep inside and back at home, I would always feel so worried that, you know, other people didn't like me. In my banking days, I had a pretty good career and I always attributed my success to luck. I will always tell people that I feel lucky, I feel very blessed for the opportunities that had been given. And I didn't really dare take credit for those, you know, due to my hard work or whatever it is. I will always just attribute it to luck. And I think to a certain extent that is true. I mean, I am blessed. I was blessed. I am lucky. But that isn't the whole story, right? And then after I quit to start up SmarterMe, I met another wave of insecurities. Like I kind of mentioned earlier on, I never planned on being an entrepreneur. Some people growing up, they always knew that one day they would actually be an entrepreneur, start their own business. But for me, since young, I've always, you know, thought of myself as the book smart and not the street smart. And so even after leaving banking to start up SmarterMe, I wasn't comfortable calling myself an entrepreneur. I would always just call myself, you know, CEO of SmarterMe. I would never name myself an entrepreneur. I think deep down inside, I felt like a fraud, like an imposter. And that was actually really because as I'm running SmarterMe, I was so afraid of being exposed as an imposter that to a certain extent, I wasn't totally open to discussions because I had this mindset that as a CEO, as a leader, I had to have the answers already. So it could never be an open discussion whereby I was vulnerable in front of my team.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think, you know, something, especially as Asian women, we can relate to and, you know, we've gone through it, right? Especially the imposter syndrome feeling we're never good enough. And, you know, especially starting out on your own entrepreneurial journey, it's never easy, right? You never know what's going to happen. There's no stability. We never know if we're going to make it or break it. But I mean, you know, that's all part of the journey. And when we get to that end goal, you know, it makes it all worthwhile. But what was that aha moment when you realized, you know, you were meant to, you know, do and be more, especially leaving the banking industry to start your own business? What was that aha moment?
You know, I actually have, I would say, two aha moments or aha processes. First aha moment was really when in banking, you know, someone alluded to my success in banking being because, number one, I was close to my boss. And number two, I was really one of the rare women in finance, right? You know, and there were a lot of talk about whether or not people need to deliberately promote women in finance. And at that point, it hit me really hard. I realized that no matter how hard I actually worked to get to where I am, there will always be naysayers, right? And I can't be expecting people to believe in me due to the hard work that I've put in. And if I can't rely on other people doing that, I need to be the one believing in myself. And the second moment is really my little girl. So she's 9. She's smart. She's brilliant. I mean, she's just so funny and brilliant. But she lacks a lot of self-confidence. And she's totally different when she's with family and when she's with others. And that whole realization really spurred me on two parts. One is that I felt that, you know, as a mom, if I wasn't even confident of myself, you know, of all that I've achieved, how can I help my little girl actually believe more in herself, right? And secondly, you know, throughout my journey of really trying to help her, so I got her, you know, books on confidence. I work, you know, I really read books with her. I help her through it. And I think through that process itself, as I read more and more, I look at more and more podcasts, more and more workshops, I actually understood myself better in that process. And through the process of understanding myself and my strengths, I actually built my own confidence through that process. So while I was there, you know, doing a lot of research, trying to help my little girl in building her own confidence, I was actually helping myself as well.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's a great story, right? I mean, you know, when there's someone out there who we want to help, you know, that when there's something that's bigger than us, we go out there and get that confidence, right? Because we know it's not always just about us. There's other people out there. We're just having that bigger purpose, right? Whether it's to start your own company or even just to, you know, help your daughter have more confidence. You know, it makes a huge difference in building our own confidence along the way. And because of that, what's your life been like now?
So I would say that, you know, right now I'm able to bounce back better from challenges. There's a second quote, a second reminder that I saw somewhere, can't remember where, but which I really love, and it really says, keep moving forward. Avoid the roller coaster ride of highs and lows. Celebrate my wins, remain humble, move on to the next challenge. Likewise, reflect on my failures, adjust and move forward without wondering what might have been. And that has kept me motivated throughout this whole journey. Whenever there are highs, there are lows, there are failures. I mean, one point where we actually pivoted the business of SmarterMe. And during that process, you know, despite what people say about as a startup, you have to be agile, you have to change with times, you know, a part of me really felt that I had failed, right? But knowing what I know and being more confident, I actually allowed myself a little bit of time to reflect on that failure, to write down all my feelings, understand the core of my emotions, and then allow myself to reflect on that, bounce back and then move on. And that's something that I constantly remind myself of. So it's not always the case that I'm confident, right? I'm still on a learning journey myself. I'm not 100% confident all the time. And a lot of times I actually have to self-motivate. I have to hype myself up. But I think in general, right now, I'm much more in control. I'm also much more open about my fears, about my concerns, being able to be vulnerable in front of others, because I know that by opening up, it is actually good in terms of growth, because people out there can also help me. And I no longer see myself as weak, you know, by opening up to others.
Thanks for sharing that. I love how you mentioned, like, you know, we're never 100% confident. And that's true, right? It's just learning, like you mentioned, to bounce back up as fast as you can, because there's going to be days when we're not 100% confident, where we want to just hide from everybody. And, you know, it's okay to feel that way because we're human, but we just have to learn to get back up and keep moving. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
I'm going to give, you know, kind of two practical points that I think help myself a lot, apart from, you know, quotes that you can see and read and pin up on your wall and everything, right? But I think there's two things. One is identify what makes you lose confidence in yourself, right? We all know, what are those episodes, those incidents that makes you feel jealous or makes you feel inferior? And then remove those from your life. This could be social media, it could be Twitter, it could be LinkedIn, Instagram, or it could be toxic people in your life. Remove them. At the same time, also identify your own strengths. I truly believe in really going on a journey of self-discovery, truly understand what your strengths are, embrace them, and, you know, grow them, hone them, and don't try to be someone you are not. I believe that, you know, by really understanding yourself better and embracing that part about yourself, not envying others, you know, that's really one of the steps towards self-confidence.
Thanks for sharing those great tips. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, or check out Smarter Me, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yes, sure. So Smarter Me is an online school that prepares kids and teenagers for the future. We teach tech skills, entrepreneurship, design thinking skills, and all these are online, live, interactive online. So regardless of where you are, as long as you have kids and teens, this would be something I'd love for you to check out. It's on smarterme.sg. We're also on Facebook at SmarterMe. Individually, you know, I'm also contactable or reachable on LinkedIn. My LinkedIn link is a kind of long, but if you search Yiling Lim, you should be able to find it.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Yiling, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Yiling's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Yiling for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Yiling.
Thank you very much, Yina. This has been fun.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free self-talk tape for building self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.